Vanity Unfair. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. On Thursday, out of the blue, Donald Trump fired off a tweet proclaiming Vanity Fair magazine to be dead. Why would he say such a thing? This was CNN's take.
It's not clear what set Trump off, but it might have something to do with this scathing review the magazine published of Trump Grill.
A scathing restaurant review. Now, it seems absurd, I know, that a president-elect would take even 2 seconds to respond to a restaurant review, but before you pass judgment on him, let me read you this review. I will use
audio quotation marks.
Okay, so here we go. The review was headlined,
Trump Grill could be the worst restaurant in America.
And it went on to describe the steak as
overcooked with an ugly strain of pure fat running through it, crying out for A1 sauce.
And that it looked like
a dead body inside a T-boned minivan.
About the gold label burger, the review said that an eyeball
out of the skull of a roasted pig
tasted better. The taco guacamole was like a tube of paste from the
early days of the space program.
And the review even went after the bathrooms, which
transport diners to the experience of desperately searching for toilet paper at a Venezuelan grocery store.
The reviewer concludes that it was so bad that
as soon as I got home, I brushed my teeth twice and curled up in bed until the nausea passed.
Now that is pretty nasty. So I think we're going to have to rule this tweet as self-defense, even though it probably marks the first time in history a president-elect has come to the defense of his
guacamole.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.